don't do many interviews as a group. Why is that?
Well, I think most interviews are just a bit bullshit. I tend to ask all the same questions. It's fucking boring.
Which I'm probably doing. What question do you get asked the most?
The one I least answer, probably. I can't remember.
About Joy Division. What is the one you can't answer?
Can't remember. That's why I can't answer it, because I can't remember.
Do you, you know, like, put much stock in say, the musical press in Britain, like New Musical Express and so on?
No.
Why not?
I don't think it makes very interesting reading. And I read it, well, I don't read it anymore, but I used to read it. It just doesn't, I mean, I can't understand how people can read it, because I just find it totally uninteresting. It doesn't seem to offer me anything, so I can't see how doing them is going to offer anybody else anything, because it's just wishy-washy, if you like.
Well, so how do you react when you read things about yourself in Britain? For instance, there was an article by Paul Morley in New Musical Express some months ago after Temptation had come out. What was your reaction to that?
Nothing. It doesn't bother me.
Does it make you feel good?
Not particularly.
But the recognition, at least, the fact that your records do sell, the fact that people want to hear you, does that make you feel good?
It depends on which way you look at it. It gives me the chance to play. And I suppose it does make me feel good. I mean, I don't sit at home going, ooh, people want me to play. The fact that it lets me continue to do what I want to do makes me feel good. I couldn't give a shit what people think most of the time. As long as they let you play, then that's all that matters to me.